God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Less Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Less Visible.
Hello! Greetings, Earthlings. The dog poet is in the saucer pod and cruising underwater at the Gulf of Mexico in the area of the oil leak. It's black as night here, but thanks to the holographic imaging technology aboard my ship, I can look directly at the leak. If that's producing 5,000 barrels a day, then mathematics has changed since I went to school. My guess is that the output is already well past what the Exxon Valdez accounted for. There are ominous signs to be read in what is being said and what is not being said. Nothing is working, and there's every reason to believe there may yet be several months before a solution is found, if ever, given what is also on the way. My heart goes out to you who live in the affected and soon to be affected areas. I suspect that once Miami Beach gets hit, that there'll be a greater haste applied to the problem. Part of the problem is that the solutions that could be employed are not being employed because British Petroleum has a major investment in having the oil continue to pump, because the war machine needs it, and because it's difficult to bomb Iran and have them close the Straits of Hormuz if this oil ceases to be available. This is why they are attacking the situation as they are. If you want to know why things are happening the way they are, just look for the answer that reflects the greatest amount of greed and indifference to anything else. They knew they had problems before this super problem materialized. But cutting corners and ignoring safety concerns are how they do business. Their track record over the years confirms this. The simple fact is this. When you get to a certain level of power and money, you think you can do anything you want to, and to a certain degree that's true. But there is a supernatural mathematical equation that moves through life, and once an organism departs from a certain level of balance in relation to the whole, this equation kicks in and makes subtle changes in the mind of the individual who has overstepped himself and sets in motion a series of events designed to destroy the organism. The reason that evil destroys itself is based on this equation and the nature of evil itself. Evil is a state of imbalance, and life is self-correcting, externally and internally. In certain cases, the self-correction requires the destruction of the unit in question. There are other equations that are set into motion by various trends. If one operates as a service to others and to the whole, his or her usefulness makes them a necessity to the whole, and depending on the degree of service and submission to the overriding consciousness, virtually immortal. It is not a stretch to say that life is based on mathematics, in much the same way that computers operate according to combinations of 1 and 0. Here's an image that might assist in understanding that. Think of the snow that is ever present on the high mountains. When the snow melts, it runs down the mountain and is responsible for all of the color and vibrancy of nature and life in the valleys below. The snow on the mountains is pure mathematics, which translates into all of the warm familiarities of life as we know it. Even though this is true, ordinary science will never find it until it comes to the point where the presence of further understanding and actual realization are seen across a bottomless gulf in the person of the poet, the mystic, and the philosopher, and their real self waving back at them from the other side. There is science in everything, and the greatest and most enduring of sciences are hidden from the eyes of ordinary genus Homo, hidden in the breast of nature and revealed only to those who meet the requirements that compel the book of life and wisdom to open. It could be said that all of the treasures of the universe are hidden within humanity, and from humanity until, here or there, an exceptional soul has passed the necessary tests and been given the keys to their own being. Humanity is God's bank, and he has invested many wondrous and magical things within it. God is also humanity's bank. But who knows how to make a withdrawal or successfully apply for a loan? Paramahansa Yogananda said that you must ask God for a loan from his bank. You must ask for the spiritual qualities that you need in order to fulfill your highest destiny of coming into his presence. I'm paraphrasing here. God grants loans, and the manner in which we repay those loans is to put those gifts to use in the service of others and in the service of the One. In the New Testament, there is the parable about the three individuals who are given a certain amount of talents each. Talents meaning money, but could well be actual talents too. The parable tells the tale of what happens to those who use and do not use what they have been most graciously given. The thing is, this event in the Gulf is only the beginning. As I have been saying, this is the year when everything changes beyond recognition. The mainstream appearance will be one of replicating catastrophe. The truth will be that it is liberation at work on a grand scale for those who can see past appearances. Deep inside, we all knew this day would come, but as is often the case, so many of us are unprepared for it. Here is what I do. Rely on the divine ineffable for everything. Even though I'm unable to do that 100%, trying to is the first step toward expanding the continuity of it. Open and surrender to the cosmic, universally penetrating mind. This allows the personal to be altered by the only agency that can see where the solutions lie and which solutions apply. Trying to solve the unsolvable on our own leads without fail to an imperfect result, because our limitations do not allow us to see beyond our personal constructs of what we imagine to be real. This is why "I don't know" is the supreme mantra. The final thing that I do is to relax and not worry about anything and seek to enjoy the pure and unending joy of existence for existence's sake. I'm coming to believe that identifying the differences between good and evil is impossible for the separated mind. And when the mind is no longer separated, there is no good and evil. There is only what is and what is not. There are only the roads that lead to increased existence and to death. As has been noted in Scripture, one way is narrow and seldom trodden, and the other is a massive superhighway with bumper-to-bumper traffic. The truth concerning human existence has been repeated throughout the ages and also powerfully defined in the lives and presence of the avatars and those examples that operate out of the resonance of the avatars. It is true that something is always missing from the scriptures and all of the books that fill the endless shelves of the libraries of the world. So dense is this information that some of us walking the aisles must immediately depart for the bathroom to eliminate waste before we can comfortably spend any time there. This happens to me every time. That which is not revealed in the physical teachings that have been left to us is resident within our secret heart, and we cannot plug into this until the ineffable divine activates it. This is why, having come to the limit of human understanding, there's only one thing you can do, and that is to bang on the door of the secret heart. You must become a constant annoyance. At a certain point, you'll hear a voice saying something to the effect of, "What's all that noise down there? Knock it off!" You'll have to keep banging. Then you will hear some version of, "Knock it off! Don't make me come down there!" This is precisely what you want. It's critical to understand this because when we presume to approach the throne of heaven, there are quite an assortment of obstacles thrown in our way by the very force we are seeking to engage. Certain credentials are required. It's not much different from gaining entrance to a very private club or party, where the self-important entertain each other with the vanities of their self-deluded state. This is a much more exclusive location than these dumps where cobwebs drape the diners and the food and drink have no virtue at all. In ordinary times, a few souls bud here and there like the early rose and make their way into the kingdom. They have come to the point where nothing else has value or meaning to them. And that is the primary requirement. You can have everything else, but if you don't have that, it's a no-go. One must love the ineffable divine to the exclusion of all else, and one will find the capacity to love all life with equal force. Not all life is receptive to this, but that is a matter of no concern to the practitioner. The practitioner is beyond personal concerns of this nature. He could hardly perform as he does if he were not. There's a special technique used by some, which is to do everything as if you were God, to assume that God is present and operating through you. Of course, one needs to possess a high degree of surrender in order not to confuse their personal desires, needs, and operations with the desires, needs, and operations of the divine. The personal needs to be surrendered in order for the ineffable to operate through them. But going around as if God were present and acting through you, that will lead to it as a reality. The world's supermarket, gambling emporium, strip show, appetite satisfaction machine exists for only one purpose, as a distraction. This is the implication of the Buddha sitting on the lotus, whose roots feed in the murk. in the world but not of it. It's a simple thing, as are all eternal truths. The problem is the separated mind. The problem is the mortal state. As long as one dwells in this state, everything will appear as something it is not, in order to operate as a snare for the purpose of instruction through suffering. Had enough of suffering? When you do, you will cease to engage in the activities that guarantee it. A number of people at the blogs are interested in a ritual of power in order to have an impact upon the unfortunate events that are taking place now. I had said I would pen something that could be used as a template. This is the first time in my memory that I find myself unable to do something like this, at least at the moment. I beg your indulgence in respect of my difficulty in fulfilling this effort. Something within me is causing me to abstain. I've tried to approach it and have been stopped before I could even begin. I was able to outline it in my mind without difficulty, but when I went to set it down, I couldn't do so. It may be that tomorrow that will change. I apologize for the delay. It may be the job of another to do this. It may be that it is already happening, and it may be that there is nothing anyone can do about what is taking place. What I suggest is that every concerned individual go directly within and speak to the unified mind, of which all separated minds are extensions, lacking a unified awareness. Sincerely speaking into this mind will immediately set in motion a response dependent on the intensity and sincerity of the petitioner, and it will draw you inexorably to unification. When you set your heart and mind upon the ineffable, you create a magnetic attraction. It could be said that everything which occurs in your life is something you attract to yourself, the seeming good and the seeming bad. This often confuses people who say, "No way did I want to attract that into my life." The fact is, there are attractions that were set up in other lives, and events that occurred in other lives. And just because you're in another life does not negate former attractions. That is the nature of karma and desire, both of which are stronger than the temporary constructs of any individual life. These bonds can be broken and much karma altered, diminished, and sometimes done away with altogether when you focus all your attention on the divine ineffable. Don't believe those who say that karma is inflexible and must be carried out. In an ordinary dimension, that is true. But the divine is above all that and can change things in an instant. The force and direction of karma is determined by the power of the belief system that set it in motion. Change the belief system, change the conditions that require any particular karma to be fulfilled, and you can change the entity and the conditions under which it is intended to happen. If you no longer contain the seeds of what attracts the karma, it will no longer have the impetus to arrive. Truly it is said, change yourself and you change the world. The immediate thought is that you change the nature of the world surrounding you. Actually, it means you change the nature of the world in relation to yourself. This then does reflexively change the world around you. Karma, of course, does carry itself out, but the manner in which it happens to you can be vastly changed. A rock hurtling to your head can be changed into a snowball. It can be changed into a pillow. It will still hit you, but there's a great difference in the sensation of impact. You will still encounter certain people, but the interaction can go in many directions. If you are no longer the person to whom a certain package is addressed, the contents of the package can be altered to suit the personality you have become. This is one reason you must reject all dogma and cant. Empty your mind of what you have been taught by religion. Empty your mind of what you have assumed to be true of experience and yourself. When you can successfully do this, what is not real will be gone and what is true will remain. I've mentioned it before, but it's a difficult thing to transmit. The human mind can't really process it, and we haven't been here before in a long time. Not only is this the beginning of one age and the end of another, but it's also the end of a major cycle of around 26,000 years. This is epic. This is more than 20,000 years more than our historical record. This is around four times longer. You can picture it in your head, but your imagination can't do it justice. We're approaching the center of the Milky Way, where an aperture is going to open. The souls who are prepared are going to be given the opportunity for a quantum leap. The grace and generosity operating here is beyond measure. The resistance against this and the incredible magnetism of materialism is doing everything in its power to sidetrack you from this high destiny. Do not be dismayed. You have all the power you require within. However, your intensity to contact it must be greater than your susceptibility to the gravitational pull of the darkness. It's simple physics, my friends. Now, you may or may not believe that I'm in touch with a source of information concerning what's taking place and what's coming. Doesn't matter to me either way. What I say here and elsewhere is a direct inspiration from the one who has guided me to this moment. Never has the opportunity been so present for you to press on within. I assure you that nothing is as important. Everything else you can imagine to put together, everything that there is that is put together is not important. Not as important. Do you really want to go back to wardrobe to be suited up with another series of lives here? Especially considering it is likely, calculations differ, but especially if it's likely that it will all be Kali Yuga. All four of the Yugas have moments inside each Yuga. Think of it like a complex watch, but even the most golden age here cannot compare to ordinary existence on other planes. You can open your hearts or you can close them, just like your eyes and ears. You don't want to see and you don't want to hear, you can live with the results. Every effort is being made so that people will see and hear. The world of the moment is about to be completely transformed in good and bad ways to serve the summing up of good and bad intentions and actions. Not believing that there is a higher mind which shapes our destiny is like insisting that the sun revolves around the earth. You can believe it as you like, but it doesn't affect the actual course of the sun and the earth at all. Not one whit. The truth is not affected by our denial or acceptance of it, our belief or disbelief. You're being offered something that we do not deserve out of the compassion, mercy, and generosity of the one who loves us more than we could ever know. Every effort to reach a greater awareness of this force will be repaid many times over by powerful assistance. What will you do? What will you do? My friends, we have come to the end of another broadcast, and I'll see you next week, if there is one. In the interim, consider what you've heard tonight and apply it to the best of your ability. Take one determined step forward, and you'll be carried for three. It's a little like walking on the moon. Massive changes have begun in the dynamics of our lives and our times and places here. What might have been improbable or impossible before is now possible. We are the only imponderable in the mix. May this incomparable awareness come to life within you, and may you step away from the grave and into the light. That said, aloha and aru!
Morning when the sun is rising, God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.